I'm Sally Becker from the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm talking to Amanda Gonzalez-Barone, the owner of Girl Fight Fitness. Amanda founded Girl Fight Fitness in 2014 and currently has two locations, one in Latham and one in Glenville. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Amanda.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. I think it's really important. It's very relevant. It's something that, you know, I think it's something a lot of business owners and females in particular kind of keep, you know, inside, and it's, there's not a lot of attention drawn to it. So I think it's a really awesome topic, you know.
Tell me about a bit about yourself and what inspired you to like found Girl Fight Fitness.
Sure. So I was a personal trainer, and, you know, I was watching a few things happen in the gym when I worked at a gym. And one of the things is that a lot of women are just very intimidated to get started at the gym. Usually they gravitate towards the machines, or they avoid the free weights area entirely because it gets very intimidating. The other thing I noticed too is coming from a martial arts background, kickboxing is something that's a tremendously awesome workout. But you don't see a lot of women doing that. And I think it's because it is mostly a male-dominated area right now. I mean, that's changing too. There's a lot more women who are interested in getting into martial arts. But, you know, at least when I was doing it, it was, you had to kind of had the boldness to be willing to accept that it is going to be a male-dominated environment. So I wanted to fuse those two things together and bring kickboxing to women who were intimidated to try something new, who wanted to do something for their fitness that was fun and not just sitting on the treadmill and, you know, praying that it goes faster. But it was definitely something where I wanted to create a good environment, a positive environment for women to kickstart their health and their fitness, not have to worry about body image, worry about getting in shape to go to the gym. You know, I wanted to create a very accepting environment for them.
What makes Girl Fight Fitness different than other gyms?
Sure. So one of the things that makes us different is because we focus on creating a supportive environment for women. I think that's one of the main things. The second thing is that we're welcoming for all ability levels. So sometimes some workouts are very intimidating for people to get started because you're doing intensive things like barbell work or box jumps, or almost feeling like you have to train to be ready to go work out. Whereas we can bring it right to square one. We can modify if people have past injuries, knee issues, hip issues. They need some additional modifications, low impact. We can make that happen for them. The other thing is that all of our instructors are superiorly qualified, where I'm very picky about who we bring in and making sure that they know their stuff, but they can also motivate you in a way that makes you feel built up and not broken down. Like, we're not going to like yell at you, make you cry or anything like that. We want to make sure that you're having a good time. So I think all of those things together really create the unique community environment that we built.
From your perspective, what is the most difficult thing as a woman in fitness?
Sure. I think one of the biggest things that in the fitness industry is the body image that has been built up and ingrained in us since we were children. I mean, you look at magazines, you look at media, you look at advertisements, and all of the women in those are thin, and it doesn't necessarily mean they're healthy. You know, we're just looking at a picture. We don't know what if they have an eating disorder. We don't know what they did. If they work out, we don't know what they're doing. They might be overtraining. But we just see this image and we assume that that's the ideal. And what we don't know is there are so many different body types. There are so many different ways that a woman can be healthy. It's not just about the visual. It's also about how you feel about yourself, how you're taking care of your body, your mental and emotional health. All of those things come into play. So I think one of the biggest things with women in fitness is looking at the image that has been created for us as the quote-unquote ideal. And a lot of the women I work with, we have to kind of break that down and shatter that image and rebuild it into making sure that we create an ideal that is that person's version of healthy. It doesn't necessarily mean thin. It doesn't necessarily mean you can see a six pack. It just means, what are you doing where you feel good in your own skin, where you feel that you're taking care of your body, that you're eating healthy, that you're nourishing your soul, that you feel strong. All of those things are much more important than a photograph.
What advice do you have for girls and people in general who want to get more into fitness?
I think being adventurous is a good piece of advice, because I think there's so much opportunity to be intimidated or too afraid to try. And no matter how much I, you know, when I talk to women who want to get started at our gym, no matter how much I try to make it easy for them to get started and reassure them that, you know, we're a little different than a normal gym, there's always this resistance because it's unknown. It's, you know, they don't know if they're, you know, oh, Amanda, she's just lying to me. Maybe I'm going to show up and it's the same old, same old. So having the courage to just start and try and get the ball rolling, I think is the biggest advice I can have. And you might try and fail. And one of the things about that is not giving up, because you only really fail if you stop trying altogether. So continuing to be persistent, continuing to try new things, and knowing that not everything works for everybody. So just because there might be the new fad workout, and their fad workouts have been happening for decades now, so there's not one thing that works for every single person. There's a reason why there's so many different workouts out there. It's because if one thing worked for everybody, we'd all be doing that one thing, and that's the way we would go. But there's so many different workouts, so many different diets, so many different fads, that you need to find what works for you. And for some people, it's not being in the gym. Sometimes it's hiking or kayaking or paddleboarding or being outdoors, and that's fine. Sometimes it's biking or walking. You have to find what works for you. So don't be afraid just because one gym didn't work or one activity didn't work. Doesn't mean it's not going to work for you. It just means you haven't found what you need yet to click with you, the thing that you are going to be passionate about that you can actually realistically do consistently. You know, women in fitness, women in general, like it's rough. Some, you know, it's any kind of women's issue that we can curb attention to is fantastic. And then women in fitness is a huge one, because it is such the things you touched on, the body image concept that we have to shatter, the thing about, you know, getting started and how intimidating that is. I think those are the biggest really problems that I deal with when I talk to somebody new, who's just anxious about getting started, doesn't know where to begin. Those are really the key things, you know?
What does it look like inside Girl Fight Fitness?
The walls are purple. And it's punching bags. We've got kettlebells, fitness equipment. It's big open space. And we also have chalkboard walls where we write motivating quotes to each other. Sometimes we'll write messages to and from, like, the next class to the previous class and things like that. But it's just a really cool environment. I mean, the building itself is kind of boring. It's just a big open space, punching bags, equipment, you know, like I said, purple walls. It's really the environment, the community, the energy the instructors bring, the energy the participants bring. Our members are fantastic, and sometimes they're even more inspiring than our instructors can be, especially when we have a new person come in and they're intimidated. They don't know what it's going to be. And not only do the instructors make them feel at home, but other members remember what it was like to have their first workout and come up to them and say, oh my gosh, you did great. Can't wait to see you next time. And it really builds them up. And it's amazing to me to follow up with someone after their first workout and ask them how it went. And they say, oh my gosh, I felt so welcome. It was awesome. I feel strong. It's really cool to be able to see that happen and have that switch flip from somebody who is so afraid to get started to somebody who feels jazzed up, ready to go, and can't wait for their next workout.
And where can people find out more about Girl Fight Fitness?
So we have a website with a lot of information, girlfightfit.com. That's GIRLFIGHTFIT.com. There's a lot of information on our website there. I'm also the owner, and I can be reached via the website. I speak personally to every single person who gets started with us, because I'm so passionate about what we do that I want to make sure that they're getting it from the horse's mouth. They know they're going to get well taken care of. And I follow up with everybody too to make sure everything's going okay.
A big thanks to Amanda Gonzalez-Barone for talking with me about Girl Fight Fitness. And again, to learn more, go to girlfightfit.com. I'm Sally Becker with Hudson Mohawk Magazine.